Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. Sam Crowley. It's great to be back on the Every Day Saturday show, July 19th, 2017. What is up with you? Hey, I want to share with you a couple things I'm thinking about doing, working on here. So whenever I get an itch to do something, whether it's minimize my life, whether it's maximize my results. Geez, that was clever, wasn't it? Minimize my life while maximizing my results. I'll tell you what, man. You talk to my wife about downsizing our lifestyle since January. This house alone that we cut our living space in half, but we've got this acre of land with the in-ground pool and the country porch that we sit on the porch every morning at 7 a.m. when we watch traffic. Pretty much watch everybody drive to work, but we just kind of... My wife gets emotional. That's where I was going with that. My wife, literally, she cannot talk about this summer in this home without getting emotional in a good way. And I can tell that's how we made the right decision. I'm happy. She's happy. The family is happy. I mean, it's so simple. It just was so simple. It was very difficult to move, to pull the trigger on our home of 13 years here that we've lived in Cincinnati. Really, the only childhood home that our kids have known. And the only part of town we've ever lived in. Now, we stayed in the same zip code, the small town of Loveland, Ohio, but we moved to the other side of it. Loveland's pretty big as it looks geographically, but not necessarily in population. But anyway, that was such a, it was wild. Have you ever made a decision that it seemed so simple, it felt good to do, but it kept you awake at night? That's kind of how you know, those are big decisions, you know? And I remember as it was getting closer and closer to moving, and we had sold our home. We actually signed the sales agreement to sell our home. A lot less than what we probably could have gotten for it, but we listed our home on January 7th, which is a really terrible time to list your home in Cincinnati. But we listed it because we found our dream home, the 1840 home, 200-year-old home that we live in. And it was such an easy decision, but man, as it gets closer and closer and closer and you realize that you're sleeping in your bedroom for the last time. You're watching TV in your basement for the last time. I don't have a basement anymore. I have a cellar with these old Dorothy doors where we do our laundry and all that good stuff. But, man, I'll tell you, it is just sometimes it really does take to, like yesterday, I was talking about unsubscribing from all the distractions and all that. It really does take a focused mind to be able to do that, and then you will find success. If you ride out the storm, if you get past that terror barrier where you're second guessing yourself, is this the right decision? Even I was having the, I mean, I was all in on minimalizing. How many different ways can you say minimal? I was all in on that. I mean, I was selling everything on eBay and we were packing up. We were at the Goodwill. I mean, we went to the local Goodwill store and we dropped stuff off at Matthew Ministries here in Cincinnati. And I mean, we gave half our home away, and it felt great to do it, by the way. I'm not even saying that to brag. I'm just saying it felt great to get rid of all the clutter and stuff. And then you look at this stuff, and you think, what the hell did I ever hold on to this stuff? Well, I don't need this. What am I holding on to, you know, you name it. I can't even think of the crap that was in our basement. It's just, really? We've had this for 15 years? I didn't even know we had. When you don't know you have it and you see it. Now, it was tough getting rid of all my Sports Illustrateds, but I'm not going to go into that again. I just had to do it. But what decisions are you avoiding doing? You know they're the right decision. You know you need to do it. But there might be a little bit of terror involved in that, a little bit of sleepless nights involved in that. But, man, if it feels good, go with it and trust your gut, man. Don't second-guess yourself. And that's kind of where I find myself today. Not, this isn't a big decision. I just want to share with you what I'm working on. So I've been a big real estate investor. I guess big's a relative term. Warren Buffett's probably a big real estate investor. I am not at that level. But I've been a real estate investor for the past 20 years. Probably have owned upwards of 40 some units. Those are units, not properties, maybe 12 to 18 or so properties. At one time, I had 16 mortgages in my name. So people are like, hey, I remember I applied for a loan. I think it was after 9/11 they came out, or maybe it was a housing crisis. You weren't allowed to have more than four mortgages, four different loans in your name. So if you had a first and a second mortgage on your primary home, that was two notes in your name. You can only have four. And I remember I applied for something. Maybe I was even looking to buy that house back in Springfield, New York in 2010 before I just ended up going a different direction with financing. But I remember going to a bank, and they said, hey, how many mortgages do you have in your name? I said, 16. And he's like, what are you talking about? I said, yeah, 16. They're in my LLC, but I personally guaranteed them, you know. Okay, yeah, we're done. Nothing else we can talk about. I go, wait, well, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, after the housing bust in 2008, you can't have any more than four notes in your name at one time. Like, all righty then, 16 might be a bit much. Yeah, come see us when you knock that down by about 12 or 13 more. Okie doke. But I love to buy, like anybody does. If you know real estate, buy low, sell high, buy a dilapidated property or something that needs a little cosmetic work and flip it. Well, I like to think of websites the same way. And I've been on and off Flippa. Flippa is spelled F as in Frank, L-I-P-P-A, flippa.com, where you flip domains, you flip websites. And I've been on and off that site for damn near 9 years probably. I never pulled the trigger on it. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business person. I just enjoy capitalism. I enjoy seeing people make money. I enjoy seeing how people make money. And I like to see hard work rewarded. And I'd like to just see how other people are making a buck. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm getting out of my real estate holdings back in PA, selling off a lot of them this summer. And I'm thinking, you know, buying websites and rebuilding them sounds cool to me. I mean, I've got a tech team that I work with here that helps my clients. We build sales funnels, social media programs, anything like that. By the way, this has been the best year for coaching for me. I love, if you're a coaching client listening to this, you know how much I love working with you. It's really reinvigorated me because I have people fill out a questionnaire and I make sure that, you know, out of 400 applicants, I probably work with less than a dozen in the past 8 months, and it's the right kind of person. Ambitious, positive, don't need to have any answers. I'll help you with that, but just, you got something. You got something working, man. You're not boo-hooing everything, or you're not, oh, I'm broke because the man held me down, or they did this to me, they did that. No, you got a dream. You want to monetize a dream, and we're coaching together. And I'm telling you, man, I feel great. I just feel amazing, and these clients are just sowing seeds of gratitude inside of me this year. I think that's the best way to put it. I'm just so grateful for my coaching clients that I've been working with this year. If you're interested, if you'd like to monetize your passion, whether you want to be a speaker, public speaker, and monetize that, whether you want to create your very first product online, whether you want to create your 21st product online, but you finally want to do it in a way that it's something that you're really passionate about and you want to do, that's great. Send me an email, put coaching in the subject line, and we'll connect and tell you all about the one-on-one coaching program that I have, and we can work together. I'll be in Vegas this weekend, flying out this weekend to speak at an event with my buddy Les Brown. You gotta be hungry! Les Brown, one of my all-time favorites. If you don't know Les Brown, just type his name into YouTube, hit play on any one of the hundreds of videos, and just take it all in, baby. He's awesome. So be speaking with Les and a number of other people at an event in Vegas this weekend in Orlando in August 10th through the 12th. I'm speaking at an event there. That's kind of the schedule there. Love my life. Love what I do. Ex-stutterer who speaks for a living. It's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. So I'm thinking about buying some websites that need a little bit of love, just like a piece of real estate would, you know, needs a little bit of cosmetic repair, need some traffic, need some relevance, and boosting that up, boosting sales up on it, and it's just flipping them. So that to me is a lot less work then finding a general contractor, getting subs in, getting roofs done. Now, there is, I flipped homes before, and I love the before and after. It's a drug to me. Literally going into a crappy house and buying it, whether it's in foreclosure or sheriff sale, tax lien, something like that, or just outright, just undervalued, putting money into it, flipping it. I love that. But, you know, that's a lot of work and a lot of moving parts and a lot of people involved, and you got to physically got to be on location most of the time to manage it. This, buying them online and flipping them sounds pretty cool to me. So I think if you want to know what I'm working on right now, thanks for asking. That's what it's going to be. I think in the next, you'll probably see me in the next, 30 to 60 days. I'm going to take my time to pick out one that makes the most sense to me, something that resonates with me, because I got to have a passion. Like I keep teaching you, I practice what I preach. I mean, it's something that I need to be passionate about myself, you know. I mean, if it's health and fitness, I'm a lot more passionate on that than I am, you know, algorithms or tech stuff or anything like that. So I'm going to go find something that I'm passionate about. I'm going to buy it. And look, what's my investment going to be? I don't know. I mean, geez, maybe buy one for as little as $500. Well, you can't, because they usually sell 20 times earnings. If I buy one that's making $500 a month, then I'm looking at spending 10 grand. So one that's making and look, that's 20 times earnings, maybe get it for 10 times earnings. So if something's making $200 a month, 10 times earnings, 12 times earnings, maybe I buy it for $2,500, put some love into it, and flip it for $5,000. And if I had four or five of those going at one time, meaning I got 10 grand of my own money out there at one time, and then I'm flipping them on a fluid type basis. I mean, think about it. If you spend $2,500 on a website that's making $200 a month, if you held it for a year, you're going to get your money back, and then you can flip it. Even if you didn't make money on the flip, you'd get all the money you made, $200 a month, plus the flip money. But if you put money into it, you're going to be making not only more per month, you're going to make money on the back end when you flip it. So that's kind of the sexiness behind that model. So that's what I'm working on. This is kind of an off-the-beaten-path podcast, but it still is with the Every Day is Saturday message of find something you're passionate about, something that gets you excited, something different. Always get yourself outside of your comfort zone, because it requires you to think more. Like, thinking is difficult. That's why most people don't engage in it on a regular basis. And this is causing me to think. It's got me a little bit excited at the possibility, because it's the same methodology as flipping real estate, but it's all done online. I can research it online. I can buy it online. I don't have to leave my living room, quite honestly. So that's what's going on. I'm sharing this with you to inspire you to keep thinking, keep growing. Don't just get pigeonholed in your own little silo and say, I can't operate outside here. Think about, what do you like to do? Like, I like to buy low, sell high. That's what I like to do, whether that's stock, real estate, websites. What do you like to do? What else out there can you do that fits into this passion, this whole, it doesn't need to just be the one specific item that you're doing right now. It can be a similar type experience. I would consider this buying low, selling high type thing an experience. Look, you can buy something low on Craigslist and sell it back on Craigslist higher. You can buy something low on eBay and sell it on Amazon. I mean, you can buy something low on Walmart and sell it on Amazon. There's a lot of different ways to buy low, sell high. I like that philosophy. I just like it. It feels good to me, and I feel like I'm helping somebody out. I'm buying their product because they got to get it sold. They want out for cash flow, and I'm helping add value in another marketplace by selling it higher than what I paid for and still adding value. It makes you feel good. So I'm passionate about it. It gets me excited. I'm adding value. Those three components, it's pretty cool. What's going on with you? Are you having the best day ever? Are you passionate about what you're doing? Are you not settling like everybody else out there? Are you not flying below the radar? Don't fly below the radar. And are you not going with the flow? You know who goes with the flow, right? You know who goes with the flow, right? Dead fish go with the flow. And that is not you.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.